I believe that Moldova is a lost cause for the opposition because this is no longer about democracy. Whoever holds power now is the one who determines the parameters of what will happen next, if they don't seize this power and essentially assert themselves as the dominant force, as in fact they are planning to do now. Without a doubt, the European populace, if they manage to take it, they might try as well. But that's not certain. It could even lead to a civil war. And the Americans, where the populace, despite all of Trump's hesitations, ultimately won. Well, once one of these two forces, whether the global elites or the fragmented forces of the people, takes power, they will never relinquish it. In our situation, one could say never. So, broadly speaking, there are many ways in which this fragmented opposition, well, even if they lost 10%, they still have the presidency and still hold the majority. They will continue to push their agenda. If they need to, they will drag Moldova into a war against us. If a decision is needed, they will annex it to Romania. If an operation against Transnistria is needed, they will start it. And what about any persecution of the opposition in the event of such a victory? Will that happen? Certainly it will. They won't let Gutul go, and they will act with impunity. We are dealing with a totalitarian system. This is raw totalitarian power, and laws mean nothing to them. They perfectly understand that now there are two opposing forces, and the antagonism between them is increasing by the day. And the one in power is the one who will stop at nothing to hold on to it. Right now, probably the last entity that still, even if not fully, believes in Western democracy is Russia, that is, us, because no one else in the West or anywhere else in the world believes in it anymore.